broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I got them all still tied for first.
Not this time.
Made up his mind. Here we go.
What is the responsibility of his administration to make sure that this latest alleged captive...
How many of you have watched the movie Lonesome Dove?
Well, you know, listen, I won't delay this because we've been deliberating for a while.
Evil white man.
Don't condescend to me.
You blew it!
What a show, huh? 877-876-PHIL. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where truth is our bitch, a news-talking entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And on this radio show, it is the Alice in Wonderland and through-the-looking-glass trip of news and issue. This radio program, folks, out of sheer necessity, came about as a presentation of what we now call in our business the spoken word format. We don't call it talk radio anymore, by the way. You didn't know that, did you? You guys think you're listening to talk radio. Not in the radio industry. We call it spoken word. And our show exists because the airwaves are so glutted. So when I say glutted, I mean like that fat, like that glut. Remember the guy that ate so much he died in that movie Seven? That guy. That's what the radio looks like. That's what, if you could anthropomorphize the radio, that's what it would look like. That fat slob, that poor guy that's got, you know, gluttonized to death. So our radio show is a response to the liberal and conservative disease, the gluttonous disease. And that's why we're here. Now, if you think you can listen to the show for one night and have it figured out, forget about it. And if that's all you can stand of it, have a nice life. But you will be missing the most original presentation possibly in the history of radio. And people that know this show know that what I'm saying is true. So 877-876-PHIL is our number. Coming up, a Tea Partier calls for the hanging of a United States senator. 877-876-PHIL. Our web address is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for all of your radio needs. Go over there. You can watch our show streaming live on video right now. And you can also listen to our show streaming live audio at philhendryshow.com. And while you're there, you can check out our archives. We will have our news feed up and running very, very soon. News feed, F-E-E-D, up and running very, very soon. We'll be able to present to you there not only our news feed in words, but pictures and video. And as a subscriber, you'll have access to not only reading our news feed, but being a part of it, as well as all of the archives that we have. It's a great website. It's probably, in my opinion, it's the greatest radio website, too. How do you like that? Because we actually have real audio content on our website. We don't have a whole lot of ads telling you to go and shop at, you know, this place or that. And we don't have a whole lot of contesting. What we do provide you with is audio from this show and video. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here's the story. And in a moment, we're going to have R.C. Collins from the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, to get to, in my opinion, the bottom of this attitude that has somehow... made its presence known in the Tea Party movement. Now, the New York Times had an article yesterday, and in it there was a woman who was a Tea Party member, and I believe her name was Pam Stout, and maybe I'll get some of the copy from that in a moment, who said that while peaceful methods were the preferred methods, you have to be prepared for anything. Now we have this from Washington, I think. Sutton County, Washington, a Tea Party meeting this weekend featured all the normal facets of the movement. But according to one report, the meeting also had a darker side, including one unidentified woman calling for Senator Patty Murray to be hanged. So why don't we listen to that cheery note right now?
How many of you watched the movie Lonesome Dove? What happened to Jake when he ran with the wrong crowd? What happened to Jake when he ran with the wrong crowd? He got
hung.
Well, that's what I want to do with Patty
Murray. Right, so we're going to bring on the line here, because I don't know how serious a lot of these people are. I honestly don't. They sound like, it was very, very interesting in the pamphlet that Thomas Paine famously wrote, Common Sense. He said that we don't need sunshine patriots. We need the real deal. And as crazy as it sounds, that's what these Tea Party people sound like to me. Sunshine patriots who talk a good game, but in point of fact, really don't either understand what it is they're saying, mean it. I personally don't think they even understand what it is they're saying in terms of the political reality of the words they speak, the economy, the amount of money that's being spent. I don't think they know anything about history. I don't think they know anything about the traditional kinds of fixes this country has applied to bad economic times. There was a time, of course, when we just let people hit the streets and fend for themselves, and that didn't really improve the country much. So all of these things are very interesting. But let me get on R.C. Collins. He's a junior at Bradley Military Academy, and he joins us to talk about Patriot Unit. Bradley Patriot Unit. Is that right, R.C.?
Yes, sir. That's pretty much what most of members of our junior command.
And are you a cadet?
Yes, sir. I'm a junior cadet as well as a squadron leader at Bradley. And what the Patriot Unit is just in response to the Tea Party, that the statements made by the Tea Party.
My understanding is that you are in agreement with them?
Yes, we are in agreement with them. We are cadets at a military academy. We're eventually, God willing, and we apply ourselves. We are then moving on to active duty in the United States Army. And for some of us, we hope that we'll be obviously officer candidates at West Point. What we heard in the news and what a lot of people are hearing in the news is that the American people are dissatisfied with the bloated government of Obama and the socialism that he's brought to it. And that none of the things that we have been telling him to do are going to be applied. And so you do get to a point where you will, unfortunately, have to take matters into your own hands.
And all right, I understand all of that, R.C., and I don't mean to interrupt you. You're saying that the call to violence, and that's what we're hearing here, a call to violence. This woman calling for the hanging of a United States senator, another woman intimating that if she doesn't get her way and the Tea Party people don't get their way, then they become violent. You endorse this.
It's not that we endorse the hanging per se of a United States senator. I would never, I would never comment on that. That's a civil matter. I am a cadet at a military academy. And basically what that means is I'm on the level of defense of the country. That's my primary concern.
All right. If you say that you're a cadet at this military academy and you are a part of defending the country, how is that defending the country rising up as an insurgent force?
Well, Mr. Henry, as we say in the military, you got to flush your headgear out a little bit.
Help me, okay? I'll flush my headgear out.
Yeah, we're talking about a country that's been taken over most likely by the socialism of Barack Obama. Is that my country? I don't think so. And so, if the government refuses to be responsive to us, Thomas Jefferson said, and a lot of them said, then we should take matters into our own hands. And that the Tree of Liberty...
I know the quote, the Tree of Liberty needs to be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I know that.
Yeah, and that's really what we're looking at here, because right now, it may take that.
It may take what? You and others rising up in violent revolution.
Well, I don't think it's violent revolution. I mean, what it really is a matter of getting the attention of the country. And that would mean perhaps a simple matter of occupying television stations or radio stations or occupying the White House. I don't really know. We'd have to come up with three or four different contingencies. I've asked to see three or four operational plans by Saturday among these different unit commanders that we have here.
Are you heading up? You're a military academy. Your level as an institution is that of high school, and you're talking about operational plans for what?
Well, we're talking about operational plans in case the Tea Party, has to make a move that unfortunately we don't want to make.
And you're talking about a violent action of some kind.
I'm not saying violent. I'm saying if we need to control certain areas of communication, if we need to. And again, Mr. Henry, I don't think that I don't think you need to be too alarmist about it. All we're saying is that the taxation that is not being represented is the number one reason the Tea Party exists. If there was representation, this wouldn't happen.
There is representation. There is representation.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is representation. That's called the United States Congress. These guys are elected every 2 years, every 6 years. You can throw them out, you can put them in. There is representation.
These people are beholden to major corporations, and they do not listen to the constituencies that they are representing. And so we really don't have any choice. As a member of the military, if you will, arm of American society, I have to look at what my contributions should be. And as a Patriot unit, we do understand that at a certain point, we're going to have to, move in.
All right, now, R.C., before I take a break, I want to ask you, we're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, where they have formed what they call a Bradley Patriot Unit, and that is, I imagine, some kind of a paramilitary group.
We're not paramilitary, sir. We're United States military.
No. You're a member of a cadet. You're not in the United States Army.
No, we're not in the United States Army, but we are going to hopefully be commissioned as officers over at West Point.
But that hasn't happened yet.
But the rest of us would go into the U.S. Army as enlisted men, yes, sir.
All right, but that hasn't happened yet, so you're not really an official arm of any U.S. military, but you guys are talking about taking operational plans to take over radio stations and television stations.
No, you don't understand. It's a common misconception among civilians. We're simply saying that should it be necessary to take back the government from Obama and these tax-and-spend liberals, that an operational plan is needed, and I conceive of it being something along the lines of a co-opting of communication centers. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me take a break here. Bradley Military Academy, that is R.C. Collins, and they have a Patriot unit. So the Tea Party believes that if you can't get it one way, through the ballot box, through representation, you get it another way violently. We've had two examples. One, the words of a Tea Party person in the New York Times saying that, you have to do what you have to do. And another woman saying that she would literally hang a United States Senator, Senator Patty Murray. And here you have a young man with a military academy saying they need an operational plan to take back the country from tax-and-spend liberals like Barack Obama. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So what do you make of this guest's call to action? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the Tea Party movement and some of the noise that's been made recently of late about how maybe they're willing to go the next mile. Maybe the Tea Party people want to become violent. There is a call to hang the Congress or the senator from Washington by a Tea Party member this past weekend. We heard from some Tea Party people who have been talking off and on about the blood of tyrants and so on and so forth. Joining me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, which is a military academy in Altadena. You are a junior, Bradley? A junior R.C. at Bradley?
I'm sorry, if you could repeat that.
You are a junior?
Yes, sir.
You're a junior at this academy, and you have an operational plan. Why would you assist Tea Party people in a violent uprising? Why wouldn't you assist the U.S. government?
Well, I mean, we feel that our job is to assist the American people, and that's the most important part of what we would do as cadets at a military academy. The U.S. government is the people, by the people, and for the people. And we know that Abraham Lincoln said that that will never be put under. If the people of the Tea Party feel that the government is not being run the right way, then we have an obligation, we feel, as military cadets to assist in reasserting the people's will.
Okay, but again, you would be joining the Tea Party, not the United States Army.
Well, we're very confident that the U.S. Army and the armed forces would come over to our side as well, because it's really difficult. It's just difficult, I think, to be in the military like I am and look at your people frustrated with a president that is very different from what we've had. He also has different policies.
All right, what does that mean, different from what we've had? You're talking about him being a black guy?
No, I'm not talking about that at all. That's the first place people go. I'm not talking about that at all.
What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about how he is very different for the American people.
Are you talking about what? Are you talking about Barack Obama being different because his politics is different? Because our politics are different? Because it's not that different.
He's a socialist, and I think that in the end, as a member of the Bradley Military Academy, and any military man would have to say, that's against America.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to a phone call. We have Bob on the line here with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy talking about the Tea Party. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, R.C.
Go ahead, Bob. Is the caller there?
Is the caller there?
Okay,
yeah,
go
here.
Ahead. What do you want? What do you want?
I just wanted R.C.
What do you want? Down a notch.
You're sounding like a crackpot, man. Your goal is to get Democrats out of office, and if you're talking like that, it makes independents, which heavily sway everybody, to turn away
what?
From people acting like you.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm quoting Tea Party people.
You're a cadet, man. You're not in any type
well,
of position to
you?
Be making decisions like that. If you start going out and making
I'm
acts like that...
To
R.C., let the man finish here.
Well, I'm responding to the needs of the American people who say that they don't want to have Obama tell them what to do.
Okay. I am the American people that pays taxes.
You're one of them.
Want to go towards military and, you know, and
you're one
you
of
know,
them.
Police forces, and you're acting like a crackpot. You're going out there and doing stuff like that. You shouldn't even be accepted into a military position because you're already plotting to go against the government.
You're one of the American people, but you're not all of them.
Well, the Tea Party isn't all of them either.
The Tea Party's pretty big. The Tea Party's pretty big, Mr. Henry. They speak for millions and millions and millions.
They're speaking for me. I am all about some Republican values and views.
The Tea Party's not about Republicans. No, the Tea Party's left Republicans behind. The Tea Party's about, you better get with it and figure out what's going on, because I think you've got to get caught up.
No, wait a minute. Are you telling this guy that to be a member of the Tea Party now is to accept the possibility of violent acts against the government?
I think you do have to accept that. Yeah, you have to keep that at least in your toolbox.
Yeah, but that's like absolutely insane. You can't do stuff like that. You know, what are you going to do? Run out in the street with a bunch of machine guns and charge?
Yeah, you can. Thomas Jefferson said that the tree of liberty
needs to be refreshed with the blood of tyrants and patriots. Yes.
Okay, well, what do you think that means? Okay. If you don't know what that means, you know, it's your funeral.
Your funeral. All right, thanks so much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We got a kind of, I don't know where you are, RC. Is it a mess hall?
Yes, sir. We're having dinner, and then we were going to see a magic show.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. RC Collins calling for armed uprising here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I didn't call for that.
Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show. RC Collins joins us here from Bradley Military Academy. You understand, and he is a cadet at a military academy. You understand, RC, that when you say you agree with some of the people in the Tea Party who say it's time for a violent revolution, that's going to concern people, that you mean immediate violence.
Mr. Hendry, I wanted to make a comment before I'd like to answer your question, but I'm looking at your video feed on your website, sir.
Yeah.
And I was listening to you speaking during the break to your to your staff or to your assistants, and you're pretty, you know, leaning on them and reading them the Riot Act and everything.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with what you or I are talking about. I have a radio show I have to produce.
No, but I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. You know, the Tea Party's not doing anything different than what you're doing with your staff and with your show. They're saying, we got to get this together, and Obama and his philosophy is going to destroy everything, and so we need to get a military plan at least in place. That's all I'm saying.
So right now you and two other cadets are putting together an operational plan to militarily take over the United States government.
Yes, sir.
That's called a military coup. That's not a revolution.
Yes, it most certainly is a revolution, sir.
No, it is not a revolution. You are a part of an institution, you claim, the United States military. You'll take over the government. That's not a revolution of the people. That's a military coup.
It's a revolution of the Tea Party you don't understand.
No, you don't understand. It's not a revolution of the Tea Party. Who's in the Tea Party that's going to be part of this armed combat?
Well, you said it yourself that the Tea Party people are in no position to fight anybody, that most of them are old, and even the ones that are young are not really, you're not really going to expect them to be in any kind of a battle. So they need to rely on the military.
Well, then you're saying that the Tea Party needs to co-opt the United States Armed Forces to their own ends. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. Here is Jenny. Jenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I was just calling to say that the Tea Party is not out for violence. There's been zero acts of violence. Just because somebody says that somebody should be hanged, it's more of a joke, really. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that they really meant that?
To me. That doesn't sound very funny to me, especially if I was
right
on the receiving end of that joke. I mean, if they said, let's go out and hang Phil.
Mr. Hendry, can I jump in? I don't think this young lady really understands. That's anger. That's real anger.
I'm sorry?
And the lady that said, I said, that's real anger. And the lady that
right,
said
that is real anger. And
she
trust me, I'm on your
hang,
side. I don't.
And she
I think.
Well, if you're on my side, then you believe that we need a violent revolution.
No, sir, I don't. I believe that things
can
be handled without violence.
Then you're not on my side.
Right, I'm not at your level at all.
Yeah.
You sound way off of my level.
Because
we are not out for revolution. We're out to restore America to what it used to be. We're here to restore America.
And that took a violent revolution one day.
It doesn't mean
that
you have to be violent.
Is it possible, RC, that there's a split in the ranks?
All I know is that the Tea Party has always said, you know, we'll do it the peaceful way until.
Well, let me ask Jenny. She's a Tea Party person. Would you, Jenny, if you were thwarted legally, would you resort to arms?
Yes, I would.
No, I'm asking the lady. Would you resort to a revolution?
If somebody's coming at me for some reason, then I would.
No. I didn't ask you that. If your program, your Tea Party program, doesn't go through to your satisfaction, would you take to the streets and attack the government?
No, I would not just go kill and hurt people randomly. No, sir, I wouldn't.
No, I'm not lying.
I wouldn't kill somebody or hurt somebody unless they were hurting me, like violently.
In other words, okay, so you don't really believe in the Tea Party movement.
All right, so in other words, for somebody to believe in the Tea Party movement, they got to go out and kill somebody.
I would think that they have to take up arms against the government of America, yeah.
All right, Jenny, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You would think they'd have to do that, huh? Here is Shane in Arlington, Texas. Shane, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well,
I just wanted to say,
Mr. Hendry, about I know what I'm doing. I'm in a military academy.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, are you familiar with what martial law is? Do you realize if
martial
you do something
law?
Like that? Do you realize if you do something like that, that they're going to declare martial law and suspend constitutional rights? Do you realize that?
No, that's what we've got to do. We're hoping for that. And that
I'm the president
the government
of the
America.
And I'm associated with the Tea Party, and I guarantee you all the people I have met believe in the rule of law and would not take up arms to hurt anybody in the government, but they will take up arms to hurt anybody that tries to hurt anybody with the government. So take that.
You're in the Minutemen. You're in the Minutemen. You're supposed to be watching the border. This hasn't got anything to do with you.
Wait a minute, it has everything to do with me. What do you mean it doesn't have anything to do with him?
Didn't he say he's a Texas Minuteman? He's supposed to be watching the border for Mexicans. What's he doing getting involved in my business?
What do you mean your business?
He's
a Minuteman.
You're trying to say the Tea Party has to become violent to become effective. And I'm telling you that they're not a majority of the Tea Party members that are advocating violence, okay?
Just how many people, RC, do you think advocate? This lady in the New York Times I mentioned, this gal who said that Patty Murray should be hanged, how many of those people are there in the Tea Party movement?
Getting bigger every day, Mr. Hendry.
I guarantee you.
What does that mean?
They would repel her than would help her.
Getting bigger every day.
What does that mean, getting bigger every day?
I'll let you, this gentleman said put it in your pipe and smoke it. I'll let you try that brand.
Mr. Collins, sir, I'm treating you like an adult, even though you're a minor. You're a 17-year-old minor.
No, I'm an adult.
You're 17, you're a minor, and I'm treating you like an adult. What does it mean it's getting bigger every day?
That the people in the Tea Party are not going to take it no more. And this gentleman, who's a Minuteman, all of a sudden, the border's wide open because he's on the phone talking to me.
Oh. It sounds like we got a testosterone problem is what it sounds like we got here.
What are you talking about? You said that you're a Minuteman.
You're 17 years old, and you're trying to tell people that have served their country that they need to use violence in this Tea Party movement. It's ridiculous, okay?
I'm saying that what that one lady said is right. We'll try it the peaceful way, and if that doesn't work, then we got to go to level two.
And what do you mean level two?
I guarantee you're going to have trouble finding people to go to level two. You might find people to go to level two against your movement. I guarantee you that.
I would agree with this gentleman because I love my government. There isn't a better country. Why do I want to revolt against the government, however perfect, like the American government?
On account of the Tea Party says that the socialism of Obama is going to kill us.
Everybody has the right to protest what they think is wrong, okay? They do not have the right to take up violence against the government. And in whatever state you might start in, they're going to declare martial law and suspend constitutional rights. That's the rights to bear arms, the rights to free speech. Do you understand what all that means?
I do understand that, sir, but what you're saying to me is you're a Minuteman, and while you're sitting here gasbagging with me, more Mexicans come over the border.
I have people that are on the border right now.
Oh,
okay?
Will you come on?
Yeah, the gentleman's talking.
The guy's talking to us. Don't worry about him.
He's worried about me.
You're talking about a violent upheaval, a violent revolution against the government of the United States because the Tea Party people, some woman back east who's got enough time to think up this stuff, says that violence is the way to go, okay? And I just don't, and this gentleman agrees with me, I just don't see it that way.
That woman would not be allowed on one of our border watches, and neither would he, because of their attitude.
It's about the rule of law and bringing the focus to the public and creating change the lawful way that our founding fathers intended us to do. They didn't intend us to take up arms against the government because we don't agree about certain points of the way the government's going. Let's be active.
Wait a minute. You don't sound like no Minutemen. I thought you Minutemen were guys that, you know, like kidnapped Mexicans and stuff.
No, whatever. They're not. They're law-abiding guys.
Well,
We've never broken the law because we believe in the rule of law.
Right.
I was reading the Daily Coast one day, and they said that you...
Well, there you go, man. That's what you get for reading that. Hey, listen, thanks very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it. I believe that was Paul, right? Yeah, Paul, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know. That wasn't Paul. It was somebody else. He was in Arlington, right? Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with R.C. Collins of Bradley Military Academy on the Tea Party movement and how some of its members have called for some kind of a violent option should their other little plans not bear fruit. Where are we going here, man? We're changing all over the place. Here is Moses, I believe it is, in Houston, Texas. Moses, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm pretty upset about what this guy is talking about. He's talking about overthrowing the government. What is it? We think in Venezuela?
Well, we're talking about how the socialism of the American government is no good anymore.
I think you're out of your mind. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just don't agree with you at all. I mean, you said earlier that you are your party is the party that is going to take this government out. It should be our vote. You're saying that our vote.
Yeah, but
as far as I'm concerned, majority vote, people's vote is who puts whoever we want into power, and people's vote is we have the right.
Yeah, but it's not working no more. Look what happened.
They voted for the wrong guy.
And what happens if they vote for the wrong guy?
What does that mean, what happens if they vote for the wrong guy?
I want to say something on account of I may forget it, and it's really good. What do you do when they vote for the wrong guy? Yeah, see?
Yeah, oh, wow, well, there's
violence.
A big...
You do not use violence to throw somebody out of power. I mean, come on, you're not any better than the people in Central America.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, mister.
You wouldn't be any better.
Right, but wait a minute. Where are you from, anyway? You sound like a guy that knows something about this. Mexico?
I am from Mexico. As a matter of fact, I'm from Mexico. I'm proud to say that I'm an American citizen. Okay,
now look at that. Mexico has revolutions all the time. What's wrong with that?
No, they don't. Mexico has maybe a government that is under siege. Mexico may sometimes resort to a heavy-handed use of the military. Mexico's a whole lot of things, but Mexico ain't had too many revolutions lately.
Well, they got a lot of those guys down. What is this guy laughing about? I went down to Mexico one time with my parents, and we drove down to a place, and before we could get there, they had sandbags.
What?
Context, okay?
Yeah, they had sandbags on the road and everything.
That's the army in Mexico. Sometimes they have checkpoints because of some of the revolutionaries.
Yeah, there you go. Revolutionaries.
It's not violence that fixes our political problems. It's not violence. It's vote. I mean, come on, we're smart. We are the number one nation in the world.
I used to think that until people voted for the wrong guy.
What does that mean, voted for the wrong guy? If people voted for Obama, they voted for Obama, you know?
Well, a lot of people in the Tea Party think that they blew it.
They blew it.
I'm
sorry to keep interrupting, but I did not.
No, that's all right, sir. You know what? No one's. You're not interrupting. This kid's. RC, let this gentleman finish, okay?
What do you mean, this kid? You know, you can take kid and shove it, sir. I'm a member of a military academy.
You're going to let this gentleman talk. Don't tell me to shove it. Go ahead, sir.
Listen, I did not vote for Obama.
Well, that's all the time we have. Let's go to our commercial break.
Put that kid on hold. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't agree with him. There is a lot of policies I don't agree with him. Health insurance is one of the biggest deals that I've never supported. There's a lot of things that I don't support Obama. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to grab a gun.
What the hell was that?
I busted off a hole.
by police officers.
Exactly, exactly,
you know,
exactly. And that's,
that
yeah, the people of this country recognize that our system of government is a responsive system. The problem is not with the government and the mechanism therein. The problem is with the attitude of the American people, who seem to think that everything should just go along almost as if it's an assembly line, and that doesn't work.
What are you talking about? You're blowing everything.
No, I'm not. Listen, thank you very much, Moses. Good call, sir. Appreciate it, okay? Good evening. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show.
You waited for that guy to say thank you, but he didn't, because he doesn't like you any more than he likes me.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with more on this question. It's a disturbing question. Is the Tea Party, is the this Tea Party that we hear so much about, are these people, will they be content if the ballot box, if the decision of the other American people happens to be, you know what, we don't want your stuff, we don't want your Tea Party attitude, go take it and jam it, or will they turn violent? 877-876-PHIL, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Phil Henry.
I broke out the hold.
Uh-huh.
Show.
877-876-PHIL. And I'm given to understand we're going to have the Commandant, Harvey Wehrman, on the program here in a moment. We have R.C. Collins with us. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, talking to us about how he is willing to join the Tea Party movement if it comes to violence as a cadet at a military academy. Here is Paul in Nashville. Paul, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing? I just got to say, if this kid is the future of our military, we are in trouble. I mean, it's a perfect example of
We're going to do something about it. We're going to do something about it.
You know what? You know what? I will be the first one to take a bullet defending my president, too. If that's the case, I'll be the first one
right.
out there defending against you. And that's what
you
American
don't know,
does.
You don't know, R.C., what a patriot is.
Are you kidding me? This guy's a commie. He's a commie, and everybody knows it.
What?
No, not everybody knows it.
Strong? I mean, I got a question for you there, Sonny. What makes a country strong? What is it that makes a country strong?
I'm in a military academy. Would you call me Sonny?
Okay, I've heard that jibber jabber all day long here. I want to know what makes a country strong.
What makes a country strong is the willingness of the people to take up arms and to.
There's the delusional answer. It's a
what?
Short. It's a long. You're going for
what?
Some long craziness.
No.
It
okay,
is
I know the answer.
It
I know the answer.
People.
What makes
and if a country,
what makes
if
a country strong is ability to go and overthrow
people,
a communist.
Why is that? Why do you call it socialism?
Wait a minute, R.C. What did you say?
Because look at what's going on. Everybody in the Tea Party knows. Why don't you?
What do you mean, kid? You have taken some woman's statement that they're willing to be violent. You've taken some other woman's statement that she wants to hang a U.S. senator. And you have decided that, hey, a revolution is in the air. Almost like that stupid song that was playing when I was in high school, you know. And you think that there is some a movement afoot to violently overthrow the government.
I seen a billboard on the news that said, you know, we got to be ready.
Be ready for what, man?
That's
be
not,
ready for
that
what?
Sounds like what? That sounds like what Castro did. That sounds like what
Who?
Castro did, really. I mean, do you know? You
Who's
want to,
he?
You want to refer to history. You want to refer to history and that kind of thing. You can't
well,
remember
I don't
9
know.
Years
familiar.
Ago. You can't,
I'm not
you
familiar
can't
with him.
Back 9
right.
years.
I got Harvey Wehrman on the line, who's the Commandant. Commandant Wehrman, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you? Do you concur with this?
I've been listening in my office. We certainly don't encourage these cadets to advocate the overthrow of the United States government, which is the commanding authority.
That's not what you were telling us.
Why don't you shut your mouth? Why don't you shut the hole under your nose, cadet?
Sir.
As I said, we do not advocate the overthrow. And
am I given to understand, sir, that this kid is wrong?
Not only is he wrong, but he is going to receive the makings, and he will kiss the gunner's daughter. We've sent him below. And I would say to you, Mr. Henry, and your caller, I think his name is Paul. I think I heard it right. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Yes, Paul.
Yes.
I apologize for any fear that this cadet, who means well, loves his country, but has been reading too many comic books and is listening to too many of these talk, you know, these, you know what I'm saying? These talk radio, talk, who's the guy, Glenn Beck or whatever. He's listening to too many of these jackballs.
All right.
And,
I'm ready, sir.
All right, hold on for a minute, Mr.
What are you doing? I don't want to listen to you punish this kid.
It's a form of corporal punishment.
Yeah,
how'd that feel, huh?
Bastard.
Well, sir, listen to him, will you? Yeah.
That's
losing his temper.
All right. Listen, thank you.
This punk kid just called me the Q word.
Okay, I got to go, all right?
I don't blame you for going. I don't blame you at all. If I were you, I'd go, too. I would. Yeah, I love it.
Listen,
I do
hear
that.
You know what I do?
You know what I do?
Scary.
I put a knife over a hot flame, and I heat it up real good, see? And then what happens is when the kid gives me lip, calls me the Q word or something like that.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah!
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.